Ukraine security issue.
As of June 11th, the 108th day of Russia's full-scale military invasion, the occupier doesn't leave its attempts to seize the entire south and the east of Ukraine. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reports that, unfortunately, the enemy has successfully intensified its attacks on the city of Slovyansk, the Donetsk region, and move forward in that area. But the occupier has not been able to take complete control of the city of Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region for several weeks in a row. The Russian command sent almost all its forces to seize that city, but Ukrainian defenders heroically opposed the enemy, which is 10 times bigger in amounts of soldiers and military equipment. According to Sergei Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, the fighting continues around the clock. He predicts that the number of shelling of Ukrainian towns and villages on Sunday may increase as the invaders celebrate Russia Day. Ukrainian military correspondents reported that the occupiers again used the Sonsepar, heavy flamethrower system against the Ukrainian soldiers. That is the heaviest non-nuclear weapon banned by international conventions. They also used incendiary rockets, probably with a phosphorus element, in the frontline village of Vrubivka, the Popasna area. Sergei Haidai has also confirmed the fact that the Russian army used the Sonsepar heavy flamethrower system in Donbas.
Є в нас така інформація, що вони підтягнули трохи раніше комплекс Сонцепёк свій.
We have such information that they pulled up the Sonsepark heavy flamethrower complex a little earlier. That is a powerful and terrible weapon. It can completely burn everything around at a distance of about a hectare. So probably they used that complex. In general, the fierce battles continue in the Popasna area. On Friday, our defenders repelled many attacks on the frontline village of Toshkivka, and the most complicated situation at the front is right there, said Sergei Haidai. Meanwhile, the situation remains complicated in the south of Ukraine, but the Ukrainian military still gradually manages to liberate Ukrainian territories from Russian invaders. According to the Ukrainian military from the South Operative Command, during the last 24 hours, the Ukrainian army destroyed a group of Russian paratroopers and an enemy field ammunition depot in the south. The enemy struck Ukrainian positions from helicopters. In response, the Ukrainian Mi-8 hit a place where the Russian army was concentrated in the Kherson region, and the Su-27 struck at the enemy's ammunition and equipment storage in the Mykolaiv region. Moving deep into the Kherson region, a Ukrainian Armed Forces reconnaissance group destroyed the Russian paratroopers, seizing their weapons and means of communication. According to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Russia has lost more than 32,000 soldiers since the full-scale Russian invasion. The Russian army is also losing military equipment. The Ukrainian defenders already destroyed 500 air targets of the enemy. The Ukrainian air anti-craft missile forces shot down a Jubilee Russian Orlan-10 drone. Sergei Bratchuk, a spokesman for the operational headquarters of the Regional Military Administration, said that the threat of new strikes from the Black Sea on Odessa remains extremely high, as Russia has 40 cruise missiles on alert.
Ворог накопичив певні свої сили. Це угруповання Чорноморського флоту Російської Федерації, декілька кораблів надводних, два підводних човни.
The enemy has accumulated forces of the Black Sea Navy of the Russian Federation. Those are several surface ships and two submarines carrying on board cruise missile caliber. These missiles are high-precision weapons, and the enemy fires Odessa and its region. Today the enemy has been equipping positions on Zmiyny Island. There is a temporary Russian garrison. There are appropriate models of weapons. These are rocket-propelled grenade launchers and air defense systems. There is information that the enemy is also deploying additional fire systems in the temporarily occupied Crimea. Those are anti-ship systems Balta and Bastion, as well as several air defense S-300 systems, said Sergei Bratchuk. Mayor of Kharkiv Igor Terekhov said that the occupiers fire the Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv and Kharkiv regions almost every day, targeting not military facilities but homes, shops and enterprises. According to him, almost 150,000 people left homeless in the city of Kharkiv, and the purpose of such shelling is to keep Ukrainians in constant fear as well as to destroy enterprises as much as possible in order to leave people unemployed. Health Minister of Ukraine Viktor Ляшко said that because of the war, Ukrainians have aged by 15-20 years. According to him, the diseases that people suffered from, for example, in 60 years old, will now catch up with them at the age of 45-50 years, in particular due to psychological changes in their bodies. Today, the largest number of deaths is from cardiovascular diseases. Cancer is in the second place because people do not have the opportunity to undergo early screening, especially in the occupied regions and where the infrastructure has been destroyed by shelling. During the war, people do not apply for a preventive examination. This means that the disease will be detected at a later stage, and the long-term and expensive treatment will not always be effective.